whether or not you're disappointed or optimistic because of how the game went against the Cavs. Or against the Celtics, I should say. That was Kevin Stefanski yesterday. Asked about his job security, if he feels that he's on the hot seat. Is he worried if he's on the hot seat? He grew up in Philadelphia. They put everybody on the hot seat, said he's not worried about it. Albert Breer of Monday Morning Quarterback was on Afternoon Drive yesterday. He was asked about the job security, and seems that he is pretty convinced we're going to run this thing back next year.
Yeah, based on the job they did over their first 4 years, it's hard for me to look at it and not say they might all just get like a one-year mulligan. And there might be a lot of people under pressure in 2025 as a result. But, you know, again, like, I just think the Haslams really like the model that they have, you know, and rightfully so. Like I think that organization is, I mean, maybe, I don't know, you guys are closer to it than me. Like, this is probably the most stable the Browns have been, you know, in the new Browns era, right? Do you really, if you're the owner and you've been seeking that sort of stability for this much time, is this the time to flip over the apple cart? I mean, everybody's got blood on their hands from the Deshaun Watson thing. Right? Like, you know, so I think you bring back the same group, and then it's like your number one thing now becomes, how do we manage this going forward?
Couple things here. I'm not willing to go that far because there's still 7 games left to go in the season. And because there's 7 games left to go in the season, including one tomorrow where your stadium will be full of Steeler fans, the weather's going to be terrible. The tickets are going for what Owen said yesterday, 34 out the door with fees and everything.
No, it was like 60 without the, well, with no, the right now I'm getting 56 on my
56 head. Out the door without
that's
fees.
That's with fees.
What did you have yesterday? Didn't you have something like that in that number?
In the 40s.
In the 40s. With the fees?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
All right. So you guys got 2 separate websites. You guys got 2 separate things to go to with those prices. You're going to have a lot of Steeler fans in there. I'm not going to sit here and say that these guys are safe and then go out there and watch them lose against the Pittsburgh Steelers tomorrow and then come in Friday and change my opinion in 48 hours. I cannot say without a shadow of a doubt they're safe. Plus, you know, when Albert talks about stability, just because you haven't fired anybody doesn't mean it's stable. Would you consider the Browns situation right now a stable situation? Their cap says no. The fan reaction anytime the quarterback who you paid $230 million says no. The fan reaction to any player on defense when they dance says no.
All right, I'll put it
The draft picks say no. So
yeah,
what's stable other than you haven't fired anybody?
Yeah, okay. So I understand that point. I would say there's not, it's crazy to think about considering how bad they've been. There's not anywhere near the level of dysfunction that there had been around a bunch of Browns teams.
Not a high bar.
Right, but we know what dysfunction looks like. These guys are not operating out of dysfunction. You're not seeing guys crawl over each other to get leaks out every day. That there. Used to happen a ton.
Well,
that happened with all the front offices. That, I mean, going back, Phil Savage, he was in the news yesterday.
Yeah, he was.
There was dysfunction.
Congratulations
there.
On your new job.
Yeah, what is he, interim GM with the Jets?
Yeah. And he was, by the way, he was the consultant to Joe Douglas. Hello. Who's on the sidelines again on Sunday?
Vrabel.
Okay.
But not a headset, with an earpiece.
He had an earpiece.
Someone's got to explain.
He had the IFB in.
Yeah, someone's got to explain the big difference there. Oh, he doesn't have a microphone? I think people can hear Mike Vrabel if he starts talking.
That's what would void the contract with the Titans. If he had an actual mic to talk into,
is that right?
That might be a problem.
But it's so that's what I mean. Like, yes, the Browns have been stable, and there is their setup, their hierarchy, which is now going to be under the microscope, obviously. They have not really skirted that. They haven't really altered that. They did, according to what I was told, they did do something that I thought, to me, wasn't a great setup, which was they had Kevin hire a different offensive coordinator, and he did not have the power. He did not have the power that I think a lot of head coaches in his space would have had, which is, hey, I've been to the playoffs twice with the Cleveland Browns, okay? I've won Coach of the Year with the Cleveland Browns. And people got to remember that, what people think about your football team and your operation. And they have definitely distanced themselves from the same old Browns, which the Browns are the laughing stock. They're not the laughing stock anymore. They have a professional setup. They do. I had those grievances with, I think if Kevin wants to do what he wants to do with offensive coordinator, he should be able to do it. And let him seriously bury himself with that. But in this case, well, when they're telling you to hire somebody,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to do it and go along with it.
And that's why
I don't love that.
Like, if you're Jimmy Haslam, you're sitting there going, well, why do we do this and we're getting these results? See, when you say, like, it, in their world, that's functional. Boy, I'd really hate to see what dysfunctional is, because you're 2-8. And not a lot of people like you who are Browns fans. There's people who believe they are Browns fans, who say they are Browns fans. They're not real big fans of you right now in the way that this thing is going. And I find it tough for me to say that in 2022, I remember I was on Will Brinson's podcast when they were doing the pick six. And Will asked me point blank, goes, does Kevin Stefanski get fired after this year? And I said, no. And this was earlier, and this was about the same time we had. And he goes, really? He was surprised. And I go, yeah, because I considered 2022 the mulligan. Like, you can take a mulligan in a round, and if you take another, well, then you're just me without a play, and you're just me playing golf. If we're going to make golf analogies here with mulligans, then you're just me. They're not supposed to be me. They're supposed to have a plan. And if this is plan, this is not a good plan. You cannot tell me this is stable. It's not stable. And the implication that guy, when you're asking questions about whether or not the quarterback is good, like when you're asking the players whether or not they think the quarterback has any confidence in himself and is good, it's not stable. When we're talking about trading guys who are supposed to be cornerstones, that's not stable. When the coach is answering questions in press conferences before a Thursday game, whether or not he thinks his job's on the line, that is unstable. So,
well, now they haven't.
I don't believe any of it, and I'm not going
to
say any.
Those are questions, but they haven't traded a cornerstone yet, have they?
No, I said we're talking about trading cornerstones.
Yeah,
I mean, it's been thrown in our face to trade Myles Garrett all the time.
Yeah, that's because you're a 2-win football team. Like, that has more to do with that. I don't think that's dysfunction. I think it's just because you're not winning football games. I'm trying to be as fair as I can.
I'm being as fair as I can. I'm not trying to be petty. I'm trying to be fair. I swear, of anybody who's trying to be fair, you know I try to be fair to them.
Yeah.
You
would talk about trading on any team that has their cap situation and has high price vets. Yeah. You'd be talking about trading.
And that is, again, but the definition of instability.
But I don't know. I mean, I guess I disagree, because this isn't... Yes, guys might get fired at the end of the year. Like, right now, I probably bet on that. But as where they are right now, listening to Albert Breer, like, I understand what Breer was talking about. They have their setup. They have not really skirted that. They haven't really changed. We've seen Haslam change mid-season before, the way that they run the operation. They haven't done that here. He has left it up to their normal protocol to do all the stuff that they do.
They left themselves no outs with a quarterback who had that time and not played in over a year. That's not deviating from where they wanted to go.
Do I
need to check the guardrails that were leaked again? Or does it say to pay a quarterback who hasn't played in over a calendar year, give him $230 million guaranteed, where he has to go through legal loopholes?
I don't think you can rewrite history here. There were double-digit teams that went after Deshaun Watson.
I know that.
He was considered at that time. There would have been more teams that went after him. They couldn't, because they didn't have the money to do it.
I know that, yes.
So are we now just going back and saying, okay, now we know it was a terrible deal. We know that. But
yeah.
Do you think it was a bad process that led them to that? Because that was a once-in-a-lifetime. When are quarterbacks that are considered that good around the league available in the free agent market?
Not free agent market. He wasn't a free agent.
But
he had to be traded for.
But he was. That you could go and get him like a free agent.
The three latest examples I could find. One was a real free agent, Tom Brady. Worked out pretty good for Tampa Bay.
He was considered way past his prime at that point.
Okay,
now he ended up winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he still ended up playing well. I'm trying to be fair when I even say that.
Watson was considered in his prime.
The other two are Deshaun Watson and Aaron Rodgers. And it's not going really well right now in New York. So with everything that they've said, yes, I know I have to get out here, Mitch. The next thing that they needed to do, if it goes by the guardrails, that flies in the face of the guardrails, is to make that deal. So again, I'd leave it to the callers.
Upgrade quarterback?
If you want to believe that this is stable, you ask the callers. I imagine they're not going to agree with you on that. That this is a stable situation.
Because it didn't work out. But any of the 12 teams that would have gotten Deshaun Watson, they'd all be in the same, no matter how good their front office is, they'd all be in the exact same situation, right?
I do have a counterpoint to this because if we're talking about revisionist history here, I think you're revising something. Okay, yeah, fine.
You won't answer the question.
Well, I wasn't thinking, because now I got to get out. But I'll tell you this. I think you're revising your own history here, and I'll tell you why when we come back.